Ramadan. Almost quarter of the month has passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our prayers, all of our fasting, all of our Quranic recitation, and make us among those who will be emancipated from hellfire in this blessed night, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, this presentation is very heavy on my chest. I pray that Allah gives me strength to be able to continue presenting this and summarizing this beautiful person that you see in front of you on the screen. Subhanallah, 2016, I landed for the very first time at JFK Airport. And then few weeks later, I went to, for my very first time, to the Islamic Center of Passaic County in New Jersey. And I have met one of the most beautiful souls that I've seen in my life, with the name of Omar Noufal, the man who is putting his hand on my shoulder right in front of you. He came and he welcomed me with a beautiful smile and said, "Sheikh Yusuf, I know you have been studying at Al-Azhar University in Egypt, and this is your first month here in America. I want you to teach me everything you know and you learned in Al-Azhar. I will be at your service." And then I told him, "Brother, no English." He said, "Good, because I want to learn Arabic." Subhanallah, when he told me this, I said, "Okay, you know, here's another brother who told me I want to study with you, and then a couple of weeks passes by and he will forget." But Omar was different, because wallahi al-azim, I can actually count the very few times that he did not call me. He used to call me on a daily basis, asking me for a nasiha, for an advice, asking me to fix his, you know, Quranic recitation, his tajweed. I've never seen somebody very dedicated just like this beautiful man, young man right in front of you. Subhanallah, he was just unique. He said to me, "Sheikh Yusuf, I want to change the entire world to the better. I want to convert everyone here, everyone in the world, to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." I told him, "Well, you're going to start at least with the juniors committee at the masjid. I want you to be actually, you know, involved in the masjid, try to actually teach the very, you know, young kids." At that time, he was 16. I told him, "You know, start with the little kids. Teach them La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you're actually aiming to spread around the world. Start with this small group of people." And wallahi, he did not put me down. My expectation, actually, he exceeded my expectations. So wallahi al-azim, since that day, I've never seen, working with the youth for the past, I would say, 15 years of my life, I've never seen somebody who's that dedicated. He's an actual soldier. When I give him a task, he goes and he gets it done. Subhanallah, you know, as you see here, just these are footages of him sitting in the masjid. No cameras around. I was just taking this picture with my phone. He is not aiming for fame. He is not aiming for anything else. But he is a dedicated person who truly wanted to change the world to the better. Who truly wanted to be a beacon of light. The literal meaning of a beacon of light. Subhanallah, one time we were in the in a camp, in a non-Muslim camp. And he said to me, "Sheikh Yusuf, since my dream is to spread La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is to let every single one hears La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, please allow me to give adhan. You know, I want the leaves to hear my adhan, to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I want the trees to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I want the animals to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I want the Muslims to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I want the non-Muslims to hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." I told him, "Bismillah, let's go. Let's do it." Fast forward a little bit, like I said, he was somebody who's very special, wallahi al-azim. Taking, you know, the best interest of the Muslim community right in front of him, over his own gain, his own interest. And I'm talking about what? I'm talking about a teenager. And even my message here to even the young Muslims, when we talk about the Sahaba, we always get intimidated. You know, but that's a Sahabi. I cannot match. I cannot be at that caliber. But wallahi, Umar Nawfal was a normal teenager who was actually, you know, going through the normal desires of a young man, who actually going through the pressure of the society, the pressure of the school, just like any teenager. And subhanAllah, one time I was hanging out with him. We were at Dunkin' Donuts, and he got that call from his parents. And that call changed his entire life. He told me, Sheikh Yusuf, it looks like something serious. We were just at Dunkin' Donuts, you know, getting our lattes, normal time, just chit-chatting. And he said to me, Sheikh Yusuf, it looks like there's something serious happening. My parents just called me, and they want to see me immediately. I told him, khair, inshallah. I took him, gave him a ride, dropped him off to his house. And then a few hours later, he said, Sheikh Yusuf, I have some news for you over the phone. I told him, what's going on? Khair, bismillah. He said, you know, I've visited the doctor the past couple of weeks because I wasn't feeling very well. And I just got the news today that I am diagnosed with cancer. And I was just, it was mind-boggling to me hearing his calm tone, a tone with so much faith and tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've never seen something like that. I was shocking because the news that he is bringing to me is not something that's very easy for me to process. And he had that thabat. He was calm. He said, inshallah, Allah will take care of me. Subhanallah. Fast forward a little bit, he actually got, you know, to the hospital. He stayed for the hospital about 6 months. And then he got out of the hospital. They told him maybe there is a hope. He got back and forth for 2 times. And then finally the doctors told him, you know what, he had a leukemia. The doctor told him, there is no hope. You cannot make it. I will discharge you from the hospital. Go and spend good time with your friends, with your family. Spend your few last days. When he first got out of the hospital, he told me, Sheikh Yusuf, I want to meet all the youth that you know. I want to talk to them. I have a message to them. I told him, bismillah. This picture that you see in front of you, that was a picture at my backyard. I invited about 70 to 80 youth that I know in New Jersey area. I invited them over. And he was right standing there, and you can see actually that he's getting pale, he's getting a little weaker, his face is not looking the same. And wallahi, he stood up in front of 70 youth, and he told them the following. I want you to be a beacon of light. I want every single one of you to be a beacon of light. And he gave a beautiful analogy. He said to us that every one of us has 2 ages. Al-umr al-haqiqi, the actual age that we have, that we will have in this dunya, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, Allahu alam, everyone is different. And everyone has a specific age and a specific year and a specific hour and a specific day that was decreed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, there is another age that me and you will have. So I told him, what is this age? He said, al-umr al-iftiradi, meaning what? Meaning an age that you will have after you pass away. And this age is determined by how much you left behind before you pass away. He said, I'll give you a simple analogy. Imam al-Nawawi has lived 45 years. And until now, we discuss what? Riyadu al-Saliheen, his book. I've learned this book in Al-Azhar. And then when I went to Europe, I was taught this book. When I came to America, I've taught this book. And everywhere you go, you will hear Riyadu al-Saliheen. That means what? It means that Imam al-Nawawi is still alive. Yes, his body is gone. But his khair is still alive. And here we are, Ya Umar. We're talking about his legacy. It means that he is still alive. SubhanAllah, pass forward a little bit. He was just standing and he had this passion towards teaching people, even though he knows for a fact that this is his few last days. He came to me and told me, Sheikh Yusuf, before I pass away, I want to give my very first khutbah. And I was just shocked because I didn't know what is he talking about. Somebody who was just, you know, few days away from his death, and he's still, you know, thinking about the ummah, thinking about the Muslims, thinking about leaving an impact on people, thinking about benefiting people, helping people out. It's a dedication that, by Allah, I've never seen in my life. And here we are. We just came to the masjid in a very calm time. It wasn't a time of prayer. We practiced together his introduction of the khutbah and whatnot to get him ready to give his first khutbah. If you can put the video of this khutbah, inshallah. So for the sake of time, that was the khutbah that we were practicing. And then the actual khutbah, that was the picture of the khutbah in Jersey City Masjid that's called Al-Huda. He actually stood up and you can see how he was looking at that time. And he has given his first khutbah. That was 3 days before his death. 3 days before his death, he stood up there and he has given his first khutbah. SubhanAllah, in this picture, this is, for me, this is very overwhelming because this picture, I had this picture. He FaceTimed me his last night before he passed away. And he FaceTimed me. And he was talking to me about what? I was here in the masjid. It was last year, SubhanAllah. He FaceTimed me and he was talking to me about sabr and patience. And by Allah, I can hear hundreds of khutbas about patience. But wallahi will not hit the same. Because I'm hearing it from a man who knows for a fact that he has very few hours in his life. Omar Nofel, I told him that night, when I came to the masjid for the very first time, you told me that I want you, Sheikh Yusuf, to teach me everything you have learned in Al-Azhar. But by Allah, you are the one who has taught me a lot. And I would never, ever forget all of the lessons that you have taught me. SubhanAllah, the next night, something happened that, wallahi, I've never seen it in my life, and I think none of you have witnessed something similar. Because on the next night, he passed away, Allah yarhamu wa yuhsin ilayhi ya rabbal alameen, in the morning. And in the morning was very overwhelming as well because I found his phone FaceTiming me. And I thought that, you know, it's another day he wants to talk to me, and he was his father. And his father told me that I have some news for you, Omar has departed from this dunya, and he turned the phone towards Omar's face. And wallahi al-azim, Omar's face was full of a smile and joy that I've never seen something like that in my life, SubhanAllah. That particular night, brothers and sisters, I flew from Dallas to New Jersey to catch his janazah. I arrived around 9 o'clock in the night. I went to the same masjid, ICPC, and I found about 200 to 300 youth and adults deciding to have an i'tikaf for the entire night. They moved his body to the masjid, and they said, we are going to stay in an i'tikaf for the entire night, making dua for Omar. I've never seen something like that in my life. The next day, which is his janazah prayer, obviously, the janazah was packed. the same number that you see in the slide, double of the number was outside of the masjid. And then we actually went to his funeral. And wallahi, on the funeral, I've seen a miracle. Because I started saying, you know, I really wish that Umar can continue, you know, spreading khair and teaching people. And he has passed away at a very young age. But then, subhanAllah, wallahi al-azim, by Allah, I was bombarded, overwhelmed with many texts from the youth and from the adults. And those texts were about what? Sheikh, I'm going to start praying from today. Sheikh, wallahi, I will stop and I will quit smoking just because of Umar. Sheikh, I decided to make tawbah. I want to return back to Allah because I want, when I pass away, I want people to recognize me like this and to make dua for me like this. And I was just looking at this and seeing the text, and I'm thinking about, subhanAllah, maybe all of those people that have changed their lives because of Umar's departure, maybe if Umar were to even live the rest of his life, wouldn't leave as much impact as he has left on his departure. SubhanAllah. Wallahi al-azim, my dear brothers and sisters, I was just looking around the faces around me in his while we're praying for Umar on his grave. I was just looking at the people with tears. And I was thinking, what was so special about Umar for people and scholars and every single one coming together and making dua for him? And I figured that wallahi, he had something very special. One thing, Umar was no different from anyone here in this room. But what was so special about Umar, one thing, only one difference, and that is on every single day, he saw it as an opportunity to help others. He used to tell me, I want to have certain deeds, and those deeds, I want those deeds to follow me in my grave. And that is, I want to benefit others. I want to be a beacon of light. I want to be a beacon of light around me. And wallahi, he has absolutely has done his part. And the signs of acceptance, I can see it when people are still mentioning his name, when people are still praying for him. I will end with this hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting one time in the street of Al-Madinah, and a janazah passed by, and every single one of his sahaba, the sahaba that were sitting around him, they started to speak good and highly about this brother. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. So they told him what wajabat means. He said, you spoke too highly about this brother that Jannah becomes obligatory upon him. Antum shuhada' Allahu fil ardi. He said, you are the witnesses. You are the witnesses in behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, leaving a good impact on the people around us, leaving a burden from somebody who you know, it might be so heavy in the scale of you on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us an extension of the legacy of Umar Nawfal, ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, ya Akram al-Akrameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.